So it was 6 hours of talks last Friday between South Korea and Japan representatives in Geneva. They didn't reach an agreement concerning Seoul's World Trade Organization complaint over Tokyo's export restrictions, but they did leave the door open for further talks. Let's delve further with Professor Shin Sung-hyup from the College of International Studies at Kyunghee University. Good morning.
Good morning.
How optimistic had you been for Friday's consultation in Geneva?
Well, that is just the beginning, and we have to wait and see. But with a long, quite long the period without, both countries have not the any talks. But I think the resuming of the talk seems to be very important for the future, the relations between two countries. In this context, I think the first bilateral consultation seems to be okay. It seems to be very important.
Yeah, so speaking of optimism, we've got a second meeting, it looks like, that's going to take place in the coming days. It has to be in the coming days, doesn't it? Because the 60-day consultation period before a WTO panel takes over began on September 11th when South Korea filed this complaint. So we've got less than a month to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, as you know very well, the Japan decide to control the export of three chemical materials to Korea. Actually, this is the beginning of the trade dispute between two countries. About the Japanese decision, the Korean government was very upset, so to speak. So they think that was the retaliatory trade restrictions again. Over the historical conflict. Japan used the Korean laborers during the 36 years from 1910 to 1945.
Mm.
But they did not compensate for the this labor, and then the Korean Supreme Court decided ruling that the Japanese company should pay compensation for the Korean workers during this period. And actually, this is the beginning of the there's a response from the Korean government toward the Japanese decision in the July 4th. And then after this decision, the Korean government tried to have a talk with the Japanese government, but it was not accepted by the Japanese government. And then the South Korean government decided to bring this case to WTO. The last July 11th, and according to the rules and regulations of WTO, Japan should respond. Give the answer to the Korean government asking within 10 days, and on the ninth day, September 20th, Japanese government accepted the Korean asking to have the bilateral consultation. So they could have the first political consultation, bilateral consultation, but as you said before. It was not. It failed to produce any productive, fruitful, productive outcomes. However, as I said before, this can be start of the new relations. Start of the efforts to solve the trade dispute between two countries.
Yeah, so it really is a positive that they've even agreed to hold a second round, because they had to have some sort of consultation in line with the process of this consultation period, right? But they didn't have to have a second meeting.
No. There must be big differences in the stance between two governments about this the trade dispute. Japanese government said that no, this is not trade. Export ban or export trade restrictions. They just to worry about. Change the system to export some of the strategic chemical materials. But as I said before, from the Koreans' perspective, it is apparently retaliatory trade restrictions. And another one, actually, the Japanese government removed Korea from the list of white list of countries. They removed Korea from the list. And then the Korean government think that is also the retaliatory trade restrictions. And Korean government also insists that this is a violation of the Article 11 of the GATT. Oh, at the same time, this is also the violation of the TRIMS and TRIPS. TRIMS stands for Trade-Related Investment Measures, and TRIPS stands for Trade-Related Intellectual Property Rights. Because Japanese government does not allow any Japanese companies to transfer the high technologies, which are very crucial for the South Korean government, South Korean corporations, to produce, manufacture the chips and then the display panels. As I said before, there must be big differences between the Japanese, insistence, the Korean understanding about this issue. So, at the first bilateral consultation, they find it out how they are different from each other, looking at this dispute. But as I said before, the beginning seems to be very important because this can be a first step to find a solution to trade the dispute between two countries.
The fact that Prime Minister Inagyan is planning to go to Japan next week for the enthronement of the new emperor, is that a good sign?
Uh-huh. Yeah, certainly, certainly. As I said before, for a while there have been no contact between the two governments, or at least officially. But by having a chance to meet each other, according to the report, Prime Minister Inagyan could meet the Japanese Prime Minister Abe. So certainly two leaders could have a chance to discuss about this issue, and also they could find a way to solve this trade dispute. Of course, it will take a time because the both government has taken the many measures, competitively, so to speak. So it will take a time, but certainly by having a summit meeting, and that summit meeting, but high-ranking government meetings, officials meeting, could be a positive sign to solve this trade dispute between two countries.
In some of the ins and outs that have been reported on, can we read much into the fact that Japan apparently didn't really want the European Union and Taiwan to observe the Geneva consultations, as apparently they suggested they were willing to do?
Certainly, many experts said that, even including Japanese experts, Japan has some difficulties in defending their logic, because as I said before, South Korean government has insisted this is a violation of the Article 11, and then also this is the violation of the Article 21st and Article 10.3. There are many articles, which South Korean government right now are using to defend their logic. So Japanese government seems to have some more difficulties in defending their logic. Let me give you more details. Certainly, when they decide to remove Korea from a white list of countries, they said that this is the because of the security reasons. But the Korean government has insisted, no, the Korean government has the very efficiently managed the so-called strategic materials. So there has been no possibility that the imported materials from Japan can be transferred to North Korea, so that the North Korea can use these materials to make any weapons. So those kind of possibilities are very limited. This is the logic, the South Korean government has insisted. And this can be one example, but certainly Japanese government seems to have some more difficulties in defending their logic. So they really feel uncomfortable to discuss about this issue openly with the participation of the WTO member countries. So that's the reason why they did not accept allow the other WTO member countries to hear the bilateral consultation between Korea and Japan.
Professor Shin Sang-hyup from Kyung Hee University, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.